Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another week of the Max Living Podcast. We are excited to be with you today as we continue our talk on toxicity. And we're just going to be going through some of the top things, top exposures in our life that create toxicity for our lifestyles.
Yes. Toxicity. I mean, and you know, listen, this is the perfect time to think about it, especially with spring cleaning happening. And there is something about spring that just really gets you. I mean, this is not my normal thing, but like I opened the fridge up this weekend and I was like, we got to clean the fridge out. You know what I'm saying? Like there's something about like shaking the dust off the boots of winter, or the snow off the boots of winter for us. If you're down south and you have dust on your boots, God bless you. But listen, there is something about what is happening that in springtime that makes you just want to clean, makes you want to, you know, like turn things over. For us, I think, you know, there's kind of a biblical connection there, right? With like, with Passover and, you know, maybe for some of you, it's Easter, but there's this spring and this newness and clean it up. And so while you're cleaning, let's not destroy our health, right?
Yep.
With what we're using to clean it up in spring.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So that's a great point, because one of the things we'll talk about is cleaning agents. But as you're cleaning up your house, let's talk about really just cleaning up our lifestyles and cleaning up toxicity out of our lives. And that may include switching out some things in your house. So if you are cleaning out the house, right now is a great time to get rid of some of these more traditional items that may now be considered toxic. So we're going to go through the list of the top, you know, offenders, so to speak, and really what's in them and what alternatives to be using. If you're interested in this idea of toxicity and you're like, I've never even thought about this, go back and listen to last week's episode where we kind of gave an intro and talked about why toxicity is such an important topic to be thinking about. And if you are a listener of the show, you know that coming up is the Terminate Toxins workshop in your Max Living office. So if you go to maxliving.com/locations, you can find an office and you can get signed up for that office's Terminate Toxins workshop.
Right.
So let's dive into this.
Listen, this is a good one. And one of the things I'm really excited about is that this is going to be an episode that you're going to want to replay, pause, check out the timestamp and say, hey, I'm going to bump back over to this, because we're going to give you some really tactical items that are like, hey, if you're overwhelmed by this process, and you know, here's another tidbit. If this is your first dive into toxicity and the discussion on toxicity, don't try to overhaul every single item in your life in 1 week, right? Like choose one or two things. Maybe it's one big thing. Maybe it's three smaller things in your life. Maybe it's one big and a couple little, you know, but, or maybe it's just the things that are going to come easiest to you, right? Personally. And for me, it was like super easy to start with like just clearing out that all purpose cleaner and, you know, changing that up and changing up the laundry detergent and changing up the dishwasher and like, and what we're using there. Like those things were super easy. And it took me a long time to get to the place where I was like, gosh, what is this? What's in this makeup?
Yeah.
Right. And it might be reverse for you. Makeup might be super easy. And that, you know, like whatever it looks like, that's fine. But Rome wasn't built in a day. How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? Right. So like all of these things are breakdownable.
Yeah. I think makeup will be easy for the guys on this one.
Yeah. The makeup will be super easy.
Let's start with an easy one and probably one that makes the most sense. And that is water. Cleaning up your water. I think that's an important thing. I think a lot of people have subscribed to this idea and understand that city water, although they've killed most of the bacteria in it, still contains fluoride. It still contains chlorine. City water now contain trace amounts of pharmaceuticals. And so if you're drinking city water, meaning it's been through a treatment plant, chances are there is still a lot of toxic chemical exposure, even though there's not bacteria per se.
Right. And there's a few things like I want to throw this in here really fast for you too, because I know we addressed the Ohio water situation, right? And we're in Ohio, which doesn't make us an expert on the Ohio water situation, but it does make us directly affected by it. Right. And we've spent a lot of time in this and we've spent a lot of time with our patients in it. Right. And so let's talk about, you know, no one was really interested in their tap water unless you are a real, like, unless you've been in our clinics and you've been to our talks where we've been talking about this for the last 15 years. Right. But now it's big, it's on our mind. And so what are the dangers of tap water even before this big chemical spill? Right. And let me just throw a few at you right now. I got six or seven of them that right top of mind. Arsenic, very dangerous, can be found in tap water. Pesticides, lead, fluoride, extremely dangerous, can be found in tap water. Harmful bacterias, pharmaceuticals, all of these things can be found in tap water, and they're why you need to be focusing on drinking clean water.
Yeah, there's over 84,000 chemicals that are found in tap water. And so people think it's been through a water treatment facility. A lot of times they're actually using chemicals to clean your water. And so that's where a lot of the chemical exposure comes from. I think another one is you think about drinking water, but people don't realize that when they take a shower, like our kids every morning for some reason like to take really long showers.
For sure.
I have to yell at them 3-4 times to get out of the shower. But in a 15-minute shower, you're exposed to about 25 gallons of water and about 75% of all the chemicals. You know, if your skin's repelling about 75%, which is what we're told, we're absorbing about 25%. And in that situation, a 15-minute shower, they say the exposure of chemicals in water that you're absorbing in your skin is the equivalent of drinking about 8 glasses of harmful water. Because it's not just what's on your skin, it's also what you're breathing in. Because the temperature of the water is so hot, you're actually breathing in vapor and being exposed to that. So it's just kind of a crazy thought that it's not just what you're drinking. It's what you're using to brush your teeth. It's what you're using to bathe in. So here's the solution. It's pretty easy. Number one, get a filter. If you can't afford a whole house filter, they're down to about $2,500 now for an entire house filter that will filter everything in your entire house. One of the popular brands, I think, is called Aquasana. It's a whole house filter that you can, you know, drink that water. You can shower in that water. Another is getting a Berkey. Even before the Berkey, looking into reverse osmosis for your drinking water.
Right.
That will get out all of the chemicals, but then you're going to want to add some minerals back into your water. Minerals are important. I don't want to just glaze over that, but minerals are important. And when you use these water filters, it takes out all the minerals when you're using reverse osmosis. Now, the Aquasana unit does not. So you don't have to add minerals back in, which is nice. It's a different type of a filter.
Right.
But then the easiest one probably is the countertop filter, the Berkey water system. You literally pour your tap water into it and it goes through a membrane filter that will get all the chemical exposure out. And then you have this large, you know, metal container sitting on your counter. So it may be the easiest to use. It may be the least appeasing because it takes up counter space.
Right. And I think that there's sometimes where I can get a little overwhelmed myself personally, right? Where I'm like, wait, do I have minerals in my water or do I not have minerals in my water? And that's okay. Like, I think the important part here is that whatever system you choose to go with, make sure that you just dig in a little bit on it and say, what does this look like? Do I need to replace these minerals? Do I not need to replace these minerals? Because, you know, those being knowledgeable about what it is you individually choose is significant. And I do like how, you know, if it's not like, if you're going with one of those things, if you're going with a Berkey, if you're not going with something that's whole house filter, there's some really easy, simple, cheap shower head filters that you just throw right on there. I mean, I'm looking right now. There are some highly rated best products there. I mean, I can Pure Water Systems, P-R-O-P-U-R Water Systems, $80. They have a brushed nickel shower filter that you just throw right on top of your shower.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. If you're not going with a whole house filter, you absolutely 100% on every shower head in your home should have a filtered shower head.
Right.
Or a shower head filter. You can actually put a filter. If you like your shower head that much, you can actually get these filters that go on first and then your shower head goes on after them. But this is a must. Like, this is a cheap must is that if you're at home, and here's the thing is, I don't know that there's a similar attachment for baths. I haven't done the research on it, but for showers, there absolutely are shower heads that have filtration systems built
into them. Just take buckets of water from your shower and dump it into your bath. But listen, there's Aquasana, there's Culligan, there's invigorated shower heads, there's Sprite showers, that pure water systems that I talked about before. Lots of those. Get a pen, write them down. Lots of those different brands are really easy and really good.
It's good. It's good. All right. So if water is number one and probably the easiest switch, what's number two?
I mean, I would go right into the all-purpose cleaners, right? I mean, what you're spraying on your countertop, it matters to the people in your house. I have little tiny people in my house. They drop stuff on the table. They eat it right off the table, right? So if I'm bleaching my tables, they're eating that. I mean, listen, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes we, even adults, drop something right, you know, beside our plate on the table, pick it back up, eat it. Whatever you have, whatever's on your hands, if you have pets, it's on their paws. They're licking it off the floor. You know, I know you've talked for years and years about the cat stories.
Yeah, that we, I actually got this verified from a veterinarian I took care of, but I read an article one time that talked about an increase in oral cancer in cats. And the article itself didn't name what they thought the source was. It was just like, there's this weird incidence where like cats are getting oral cancer. And they were looking into, was it a food industry thing?
Right.
Because that makes the most sense. You're eating food with your mouth.
Right.
So is it a food industry thing? But they couldn't figure out anything there. Well, the common sense would tell you like cats lick their fur.
Right.
And one of my patients said, yeah, we actually found out it's due to a chemical. And the chemical is commonly used in the like spray mop, you know, floor. I won't name the brand, but
right.
The spray mop floor brands of products where, you know, they're highly toxic and you're spraying stuff on your floor and cleaning with it. But then your pet is laying on the floor and licking itself. So, yeah, cleaners are a big one. You know, cleaners contain PERC, which is perchloroethylene. They contain formaldehyde, they contain chlorine, they contain ammonia, and all of these chemicals are very toxic to just our bodies and our systems. A lot of them actually are immune disruptors, they're hormone disruptors.
Right.
Some of them are classed as carcinogens. You know, when we're using disinfectants for disinfecting countertops and stuff like that, most of those disinfectants contain fragrances, colors, propylene glycol, you know, polyethylene glycol, all these different chemicals that are just really terrible for us. So, you know, the big thing is switching them out. And I know that can be like, if you rounded up all the cleaning products in your house and put them all on your counter and looked at it, there's a lot of them. And so I know that could be overwhelming, but on the other hand, when you line them all and put them on your counter and go, oh my God, all these things are potentially killing me.
Right.
Like, it shows you how large the exposure actually is. Like,
right.
Just to clean a bathroom, like, what do you have? You have probably mirror spray, you have surface spray, you have toilet bowl cleaner, you have scrub for the tub, you might have a mildew resistor, you might have like, and then by the time you're done, you're like, holy smokes, there's 10 products just in the bathroom, you know, then move on to the kitchen and then, you know, hardwood floors or tile floors, and you start adding up all the products. There might be 50, 60, 70 products in your home, each of which potentially has a high toxic exposure to you. So just starting to switch those out can really minimize a lot of your exposure to toxicity.
And it's so funny because just hearing you say that like makes me think of the camp who's like, chemicals aren't a big deal, right? And it's like, do you understand the amount of agents that you run into on a daily basis? And anyway, it's just it's an interesting thought. But let me give you a couple all-purpose cleaners as an example, some great ones that if you're like, just tell me what to buy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right, which is exactly where I get sometimes too. Back to Basics, Cleaner Than Clean, BioClean Spray, Branch Basics, EcoMe All-Purpose Cleaner, Force of Nature, Honest Company Multi-Purpose Cleaner, Mama Suds All-Purpose Cleaning Concentrate, P2 Clean Everything All-in-One Surface Cleaner, Poofy Organics, Pure Haven, Squeak All-Purp. All of those are great brands of all-purpose cleaner that you can go out, you can grab right now, you can trust it to use on your surfaces.
All right, the next one, and this one, I'm going to kind of group two of these in one category because I think they're both really easy switches. And one of them is, this one's probably the easiest and the least expensive. microplastics, particularly stuff in cookware. Ooh. So using a lot of plastic, are you serving your kids lunches in Ziploc bags every day? Are you using plastic Ziploc containers, or what's the Rubbermaid Ziploc? What's the old one? Tupperware?
Oh, Tupperware. Yeah. Like you have to like squeak it.
Are you using Tupperware? Yeah. Is that stuff making its way into the microwave? Which brings up another topic. Do you have a microwave? But the microplastics, easy switch. They're like going back to using like wax paper bags for sandwiches instead of using the plastic Ziplocs. Also, they're better for the environment. But when you get to like the plastic containers, first of all, you ever put like chili or spaghetti in a plastic container? You can never get it back to the right color afterwards.
Right.
And so number one, it's annoying. But number two, and also the smell, like if you put food in there that's warm and they take it out later, like sometimes you never get rid of that smell because right. The plastics actually absorb things as well as off gas. And so there's an amount of that you'll never get out of there because of the nature of plastics. So what do? Switch to glass. It's very simple. Glass is a cleaner product. There is on Amazon, you can go on Amazon and find glass containers in almost every size, and you can find them pretty inexpensively. They're very easy to replace if one breaks. They're better for the environment. And I would just recommend getting rid of all the plastic. Plastic cups in your house, get rid of the plastic.
Right.
With kids, we have found using glass, you know, obviously for younger kids is not the product you want to use. So a stainless steel cups.
Right.
They work really great for kids. Having each kid in our house has a stainless steel water bottle.
Right.
So that was one of the two. The other one is your cookware.
Yes.
So cookware is another one. And Teflon, if you guys want to watch a horrible story about the Teflon industry and how DuPont almost killed an entire community, watch a movie called Dark Water, and you'll realize how big of a problem this Teflon thing is. Nonstick cookware traditionally is very, very, very highly toxic.
Right.
So nonstick cookware contains PTFEs, so polytetrafluoroethylene. This compound is found in Teflon nonstick cookware, and believe it or not, it is on most of the disposable face masks that people were wearing for 2 years from 2020 to 2021. So those masks, we were breathing this chemical in quite a bit. Exposure to this chemical leads to symptoms like fever, chest tightness, shortness of breath, headache, coughs, chills, sore throat. And when you're using this cookware, it's very easy to be exposed to it. So these PTFEs, how do you avoid it? The best, stainless steel and cast iron.
Yes.
Cast iron and stainless steel. Are there non-toxic products out there that are non-stick? The answer to that is yes. There are ceramics they're using now that are cleaner. What's the one brand called that we have used? It's rated like good, better, best is considered a better version.
Right.
But best would be stainless or cast iron. What is that brand called?
Oh my gosh, I'm forgetting we'll think of it in just a minute. Now, right? It'll come to us.
But there are products out there that are non-stick that are cleaner products. Do some research. Again, you know, part of the reason we don't name products most of the time is because sometimes we'll name something and then they get bought out.
Yes.
And then the quality of the product changes.
Right.
And if people listen to this podcast later on and that has happened, you know, we don't want to steer people in the wrong direction. So we always say, do your research on, you know, if you're looking for something, look, you know, Google like cleanest non-stick or best non-toxic non-stick, you know, pans.
Right.
Again, your best bets and safest bets will always be stainless steel and cast iron.
Caraway.
That's the brand that we've used. We did a research on it and it is considered to be a clean, pretty clean version of a non-stick. And we've been happy with it so far. We don't use it a ton.
Right.
We use mostly our cast iron and mostly our stainless steel. But there are times where, you know, it's convenient to have something that is more non-stick.
And, you know, it's interesting, but don't get fooled by the companies that just say on the packaging, clean, non-toxic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like really like dig in and like find someone who's done testing on these items and find someone who, you know, I'm always leery of the companies that also make traditional products and then come out with an organic line or a, you know, clean, non-toxic line or whatever that looks like. I'm just a little more apprehensive about their products.
Yep. All right. So I think we get into the big one now, and this is for the ladies talking about, you know, skincare and yes. makeup. Here's the reality is that listen to these symptoms that can happen from toxins that we put on our skin every day. Weight gain, fatigue, skin problems. Like you can actually be making your skin worse. Muscle pain and spasms, constipation, insomnia, headaches and migraines, and mood swings. As a chiropractor, I take care of lots of people, and you know, over you know half of probably more than half of them that walk through our door are female. And I would tell you that this list right here, when people are checking off things that they're complaining about, this list, you know, trouble losing weight, fatigue, skin problems, insomnia, headaches, migraines, mood swings, those are of the most frequently checked off things. And women put on average, how many chemicals is it? 500.
It's over 500. It's over 500 every day. And you know what's funny is that when you think about it, you're like, there's no way I put over 500 chemicals on every day. And then walk through your morning. Walk through your morning routine. You know what I'm saying? Walk through getting ready to go, you know, if it's work or to an event or to something that you like, where you're getting like all the way ready. I mean, it starts in the shower or the bathtub when you're different soaps, different shaving creams, different shampoos, different conditioners, different scrubs, different, I mean, different face washes. Like, I mean, you walk
that's
out of
before makeup.
That's before makeup. You know, that's
toothpaste,
before lotion.
The soap you're using, the shampoo right. you're using, the conditioner you're using. Yeah.
That's before a skincare routine.
Body spray. Mm-hmm. Are you putting on something that's fragrant, scented? And if it is, like, there's not a problem with that, but like right. finding an essential oil-based product, finding a cleaner product.
Right.
And making the switch. Because listen to this, 96% of, so in this report, heavy metal hazard, the health risks of hidden heavy metals in face makeup. So this is your face makeup. 96% contain lead, 90% contain beryllium, 61 thallium, 51 contain cadmium, 20% contain arsenic. These chemicals are literally chemicals that destroy your nervous system. They can destroy your immune system.
Right.
Heavy metal burden has been linked to liver cancer.
Right.
It's been linked to damaging your thyroid gland. It's been linked to crashing adrenals.
Right.
Heavy metals have been shown to aggregate in the brain and cause early Alzheimer's.
Right.
So there's a really serious risk here. And I know when we bring it up, it's funny. Every time I bring it up at a workshop, the women in the room kind of all turn their heads or roll their eyes, whatever, because it took them forever to find the products that they're comfortable with.
The products that they like. The products
or maybe they just use the same product that their mom taught them to use as a kid. You know, maybe it's Maybelline.
Right.
Exactly. Or whatever. She's not born with it, right? Maybe.
I forget all the slogans now, but yes, maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline. Is that right?
Yeah. So
there's something with CoverGirl. There's a slogan there too. I forget all of them.
So all these products and like, you know, this dates back to how did they get you using these products? They're on TV ads. They're in magazines. They're in. So they've created this, you know, this bond with you where like you don't want to let go of your products.
Right. And I don't even
look at the money. Like here's the other thing, switching over. I understand why people don't want to switch because sometimes they look at the drawer full of makeup and they think I've collected all this. Like, you know, I've invested money into all this makeup, but the reality is it's killing us.
Right. And I don't even want, I mean, I'm not going to dive into it, but I do have frequent conversations with some of my close friends about what are we being sold to believe about how we need to look, right?
Like, and how we age.
How we age. What does it look like in the female landscape to age beautifully and gracefully? And I'm going to say this right now because typically, I mean, I teach my kids that advertising is someone trying to trick you into doing something, right? And I'm very cautious and I look through advertising with a very critical eye, right? But I had a good friend of mine recently, and listen, this is a clean brand of cosmetics. If you look at Jane Iredale, and I'm not saying that they do every single thing perfectly, but look into individual products that they have, and they have some really great products and really clean beauty, really have a great brand for clean beauty. And they sent out a beautiful email advertisement a couple weeks ago, and it was a picture, I believe, of Jane Iredale herself. And talk about a woman who has gracefully aged and, you know, like not making herself look weird and not, you know, trying to contort this and just the idea that you are allowed to be older and the dignity and the gracefulness of getting older. And there's a real beauty that you can capture in that. And no one in their teens and 20s really can capture that beauty of aging and gracefulness and dignity that someone in their 50s and 60s and 70s and beyond really can capture as a woman. And it's a stage of life that like, and I don't want to dive in it. We're talking about toxicity.
No,
we're not going to dive too far into it, but there's really like this stage of life can really be a beautiful thing. And I really want to like, just give a moment's pause to like speaking into that. So here, listen, there's some cute, clean beauty products. Let's talk about what they are. Different brands, 100% pure. I love 100% pure. When we're flying through the Denver airport, I am pulling Ryan over at the kiosk for 100% pure. And I'm looking at their stuff because, you know, I only can order it online. I don't really ever get my hands on it like physically to before I purchase it. But 100% pure, great brand made out of pure fruit pigment and just real living things. It's amazing. You can look at Beauty Counter is great. I know it's an MLM and some people get a little bit like fuzzy about those, but great products. Crunchy, another MLM, but another great product makeup brand. Fit Glow Beauty, Jane Iredell, Lily Lolo, Miss Mac, Prim and Pure, Primally Pure, Pure Haven, Root. I mean, I've named a lot of different cosmetic brands in there. Troops and Co. Organics, lots of different brands in there that you can dig into. You can find clean beauty products inside of. And remember, this is always, it's always changing. It's always updating. So make sure that you're like, if you're listening to this in a year or 2 years or 5 years, dig into what you're purchasing and take a look at it and see if the ingredients have changed or if they're the same.
That's good. You know, I don't watch this intentionally, but as you're going through social media, you're on Instagram or Facebook, you can't help but every now and then you come across these videos of like people applying makeup.
Oh yeah.
What are they called? Yeah. They're like,
tutorials,
like makeup tutorials. Yeah. And I have watched one before just because I was kind of curious, like, why are people doing this? What are they watching?
Right.
And it's just teaching different application techniques or whatever. But I am always blown away by how much they put on. Like, it is insane.
Yeah.
I mean, a makeup tutorial can take 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and they're literally like 8 different brushes of stuff, rubbing stuff on here, there, different colors. Like, it blows me away that, like, just to paint the face, like, it can be 15, 20 products.
Right.
And so if like, again, and I'm not saying like, if you like to wear makeup, whatever. I've seen it done well, but here's the reality is like 15, 20 products, if they all contain toxicity and you're putting that on frequently, you're just destroying your health.
Right.
And I don't think that most women realize that a lot of those products contain chemicals that are estrogen mimicking.
Right.
And the number one fear for women right now in terms of disease is what? Breast cancer. That's the big one, right? That's where we spend all the research money.
Uterine cancer, right.
And so all of these cancers that are estrogen sensitive, like uterine cancer, ovarian cancer, breast cancer, I'd hate to say it, ladies, but you're doing it to yourself.
Exactly.
And I mean that like literally, like there's some responsibility here.
Right.
It's not your genes. It's not your genetics. It's not your BRCA2 gene. It isn't.
Right.
Is there sensitivity there? Is there a predisposition? Potentially, yes, but predisposition does not mean destiny.
Yes.
You think it's the gene or do you think it's the 500 chemicals that you put on your face every day, 365 days a year for 40 years or 30 years, and then all of a sudden cancer starts to show up and it's like, that didn't happen just overnight. That didn't happen yesterday. And by the way, you had those same genes 30 years ago before you started putting all that exposure there. The actual chemicals you put on your skin have the ability to even change gene expression.
Yes.
So it's not the gene that you have. It's that you're putting chemicals on your skin that are actually changing that gene expression, causing that gene to become more active. So I just want to caution you of like putting all that stuff on your face is... Anyway,
no, that's
my opinion. And this is a male's opinion. You guys, you're not putting that on for, you know, just you. Like, let's be honest. You're putting it on so that you look a certain way or whatever. And people may not want to believe it has anything to do with the, you know, men and women and this whole idea. But the reality is it does. Or like, like guys don't go to the gym and necessarily, you know, work out and do whatever because they just like being fit. They do it because they want to look attractive. They want to look attractive to who? It's not other men. I promise you that. Now that may be the only people who really are looking at them, but right, they have this right. idea in their head that they're doing it for the female,
right.
you know, in their life or the future female in their life. And the same thing goes with makeup. Like,
no, absolutely.
What are you
and
doing
listen,
it for?
It's easy and it's always tough to be like our conversations are always accepting responsibility. It's just, it's owning the responsibility that you have in your life for the choices that you make, right? And it's so much easier to find someone who's going to give you a hall pass, right? Yeah. Somebody who's going to say, yeah. no, it's not you, it's your genetics. No, it's not you, it's this. No, it's not you, it was, you know, something else that somebody else did. And this just happened to you and you're the victim of it. And it's harder to, you know, grab somebody by the shoulders, look them eyeball to eyeball and say, you are absolutely responsible for this. You're responsible for your health and you're responsible for the health of your family and what you're exposing your kids to and yourself. So that's just real talk. Yep. It's real talk. And you got to have somebody in your life that's having real talk. And if we're the only people in your life that's having real talk with you this week, that's okay. Yep. We're doing it, right?
Yep. We appreciate you guys for joining us on this one. We went through some of the major causes of toxicity. Obviously, we didn't hit them all. So join us next week on the next episode of the Max Living Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Max Living Podcast. To find a doctor near you, head to maxliving.com/locations.